yourself? What are you speaking over yourself? Because our words do have power. Our scripture is Proverbs 18 and 21. The power of life and death are in our tongues, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In other words, when he said eat its fruit, that means whatever you speak is going to come to pass in your life. So that's the word, what he says, you will eat the fruit of it. Amen? So be careful what you are saying about yourself at any given time. Amen? Words have power. They can destroy and create. We can choose to use this force constructively. That means to build something up with words of encouragement or words of despair. That means the destructive part, words of despair. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, heal, hinder, hurt, harm, humiliate, and to humble. Amen? So our words carry power, people. Just don't say words randomly, whatever come to your mind, whatever emotion that you are going through will cause you to speak out sometime, and we don't know what we are saying. The word of God somewhere said, I can't remember exactly the scripture, said we are snared, S-N-A-R-E, snared by the words of our mouth. Not words somebody else say, but words that we speak out of our own mouth. So we need to be mindful. A person's life largely reflects the fruit of his tongue. Life is to speak God's perspectives on any issue of life. To speak death is to declare life negatively, to declare defeat or confusion or complaining constantly. Amen? Speaking over yourself, what kind of things, words, you are speaking negatively or positively? We have that power because God gave it to us. This is not something you conjured up. God has already given us the power to speak life and death over ourselves. So you need to know what the word of God say about all the conditions going on in your life so you'll know what to speak in your life. Amen? We have that power because God gave it to us. So again, what are you speaking? I'm saying this so many times because I want you to get it in your spirit to be mindful every day what you're saying about yourself. Careless words will cause harm to you or somebody else. Amen? The word of God also says we are snared by our words. So it's very important we watch what we say at all times. No foolish talk. Learning to speak the words that God has already spoken over you or about you for us and for every situation he has declared over us. So you do have the power to speak life and death in your own home, over your children, over your life, over where you want to be 5 years from now. That's the ability that you have. You have creative power in your tongue. Amen? Many Christians have never considered the incredible impact their words can have on other people. God created us to be expressive beings, and the Bible tells us that our words hold the power of life and death. Encouragements often come through spoken words. So does discouragement. Reckless words pierce like a sword. That's in Proverbs 12 and 18. And when I was doing this message, Proverbs have a whole lot to say about the kind of words you speak and the kind of results they will produce. Amen? So that's a good place to start when you want to speak what God say about you. Read Proverbs. But how good is a timely word. That's also in Proverbs 15 and 23. Amen. To speak life is to be a person of encouragement, edification, and blessings. Speak edification, encouragement, and blessings to others through what you say. Those who purpose to speak life, and I say those who purpose in their heart to speak life, understand that the words we speak have consequences. Amen. When a witness testifies in court, his or her words may decide whether a defendant lives or dies. Did you ever think about that? The words a person speak in a courtroom of law have the ability to decide whether they live or die. Amen. That's very eye-opening, you know, to think about that. Our words can affect the emotional and spiritual health of someone we care about. We ought to think carefully before we speak, because our words can destroy our marriages, families, friendship, churches, and ministries. Amen. A word that's spoken out of season can create all kind of havoc in your life, for not just the present, but for years to come. Amen. When you say, my child is nothing, and you're not going to do anything, you're never going to go anywhere, guess what? The child hears the word, the heart receives the word, and that will produce that kind of person in your life. And then you be wondering why it's going on. That's why you need to be careful, 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 careful what you say, when you say it, all the time. Amen. Are we building up the lives of our children, spouses, and other loved ones with our words? Or are we tearing them down? Are we inspiring people with hope or crushing their spirits? Proverbs 15 and 4 talks about that. Says the soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Amen. And you can crush a person's spirit by one negative word, and they'll stay crushed all the days of their life if they don't get delivered or if God is not a part of their life. You see people walking around and you be wondering why they're not getting up, why they're not moving. That's because somewhere, and a lot of times it's just because they're lazy. But sometimes people have spoke a word in your life, and you have believed that word. And your whole life revolves around that word, and you don't even realize it. Amen. So be mindful, people. Jesus reminds us that our words originate from inside of our heart. There's a scripture that say, out of the mouth, the heart speaks. So whatever is in your heart and come out of your mouth has power. Amen. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you got two things going on here. It tells you the word that originates in your heart, and then it comes out of your mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be condemned. Amen. Your own words will condemn you. This is very serious, people. What kind of words are you speaking in your life? Because they will come back again, and you will see them again. So that lets you know right now, God is listening. So whatever you are saying empty or don't have any life with it, you will see it again, and you will be judged. The Lord Jesus Christ himself will judge you for those words. So please, let's think about it and make our words sweet. Make our words encouragement. Make our words build up somebody. Make our words heal somebody and not hurt somebody. Amen. Amen. Careless words are tossed out unthinkingly, but heaven hears them. If we don't mean it, we should not say it. We don't have to say everything, people, that come to our mind. We don't have to speak on every situation that's going on. Learn how to be quiet and silent. You don't have to give your opinion, which is only your opinion, about everything that's going on. Amen? That's a lesson that we all need to learn. The words we say are important because they expose. They are exposing conditions of our hearts. Did y'all hear what I said? The words we speak are exposing the conditions of our heart. Not the people you're talking to, but your heart exposes you to what's going on in your heart. Amen? Sometimes our words can be our worst enemy. A critical heart will speak despairingly, ugly words. A bitter heart, stingy words. A self-righteous heart, judgment words. A thankful heart, words of love or complaint. On the other hand, a loving heart will speak uplifting words. A content heart, words of faith. A humble heart, words of acceptance. A joy-filled heart, grateful words. Love, contentment, humility, and joy. These qualities within ourselves will help us speak life to others. Amen? To speak life means to give words of hope, encouragement, edification, support, and love. When you let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone you are speaking life. Amen. 5 ways to speak life into someone's. Speak words of praise, gratitude, validation. Make people feel important. I don't care if they're sweeping the floor. Make them feel important. Even if they open the door for you, make people feel validated. You want people to feel good about themselves, feel good about what they are doing. And if you can't say anything good, like my mama used to say, keep your mouth shut. Amen? Because it will cause a blessing for you as well as the other person. Speak words of honor and encouragement. Amen? And when you hear people say, and I've heard several people say, oh, I can't do that. I'm not like you. I'm not nobody. I'm worthless. I mean, I don't know why I'm here. These are negative words, and they're coming from a place of hurt and disappointment. And so you don't need to encourage that. You need to say, oh, you are beautiful. God made you. God made you with beautiful gifts. God made you with a talent. We just got to understand and explore what that talent is. And I say it all the time, God did not create anybody empty. Everybody living and breathing on this earth have a gift. Amen. And the gift that God have given you is for the upbuilding of his kingdom. So never think that you're empty as a bucket, because you're not. And don't let nobody make you feel like you're empty and then you're worthless and there's nothing to you. I heard people say that all my life. There's nothing to that person. There's nothing to. They don't know that God created everybody with the gift. And that's something that God just given me, and it's in my spirit. If I see a hobo on the track, I know he got a gift. He might not know it, or hadn't explored it, or hadn't been around people to encourage it, but every one of us in this whole world have a gift. So remember, you have a gift. You are a worthy, worthy person. God loves you. You know, God loves us so much, and he tells us he knows the hair, on the number of hairs on our head. So think about it. If somebody know you that well, they know the number of hairs on your head. Come on, people. That means God really loves you, and you are precious to him. So always speak God's words over yourself. I don't care who tell you that you're not nothing. Say, oh, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, because that's what God said, and I believe it. So just learn the words of God. Speak them over yourself, and don't let nobody make you feel like you are not worth anything. Y'all have a good day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name today. Father God, we pray according to your word in Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, that you would give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ Jesus.
We pray that the eyes of our understanding will